Greetings and welcome to Pediatric Insights, Advances and Innovations with Children's Health. Today we're going to be talking about how Children's Health is caring for the most fragile patients through their one-of-a-kind Thrive program with our guest experts, Elizabeth Hine, PAC, Physician Assistant, and co-founder of the Thrive program at Children's Health, and also Eileen Santa Sosa, PhD, Pediatric Psychologist at Children's Health and Assistant Professor at UT Southwestern. We're going to learn about the Thrive program at Children's Health, the criteria for patients entering the program, and goals for Thrive program graduates. Welcome, Elizabeth and Eileen.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Eileen, the Low Birth Weight Clinic, now known as the Thrive Program at Children's Health, is the only clinic of its kind in North Texas and has been serving NICU babies for more than 40 years. What's the Thrive Program and how did it come about?
So 40 years ago, actually, in 1979, Dr. Charles Ginsberg noticed that the NICU babies coming from the NICU being the neonatal intensive care unit, noticed that a lot of them were sitting in the emergency room and did not seem to have primary care providers. So he asked whether we could set up a special clinic, the low birth weight clinic, to serve these babies as a primary care, because these babies are very special, very vulnerable. And so it was actually October 12th of 1979 that Dr. Ginsberg asked us to set up this program. It was called the Low Birth Weight Clinic. It's now called the Thrive Program. It's been going on continually since 1979.
How wonderful. And what are each of your roles in the Thrive Program? And also, what are the other essential roles? Elizabeth, let's start with you.
So I'm a certified physician assistant in the Thrive Program, and I have three other mid-level colleagues with the program. And these are nurse practitioners, fantastic colleagues of mine. And this would be Anna Puentes, Jillian Waterbury, and Rebecca McDougall, who are nurse practitioners. And then we have our attending, who's a pediatrician, Dr. Roy Hine. And so our roles are to be the primary care providers up to the age of five for these children who come out of the NICU. And so we are essentially their providers up until age five.
And Eileen?
I'm the psychologist on the team, and I help families in a lot of different ways. I do some brief screenings because we know that our kiddos who were in the NICU may be at risk for a lot of neurodevelopmental conditions, and we know that the families need a lot of support. So we'd like to stay in touch in the spirit of pediatric primary care, just doing some brief screenings. It gives us a chance to identify problems early, but also do some prevention. Also do brief consultations, either directly with the family, and that could focus on family coping, parenting, any developmental or learning challenges, emotional behavioral needs. And I also consult with the practitioners when they have any questions or are wondering about any red flags that they identify during their visits.
And Elizabeth, what are the criteria for patients entering the Thrive program, and what sort of health or developmental challenges do these babies typically face?
Primarily, these are children who have been in the neonatal intensive care unit, and they can come from the intensive care unit from our hospital here at Children's Health or from other NICUs, but primarily from Children's. So when you say NICU, you're talking about very small babies, very premature babies, or you're also talking about full-term babies who've had some problems at birth where they required extra intensive care. We also have babies with very complicated courses with their pulmonary lung disease or have had intestinal problems, necrotizing enterocolitis or other issues, or they've had other issues where they could have intracranial hemorrhage in their heads. So these are complex little ones that require an orchestration for their care under a primary care provider, which is what we do here at the Thrive program.
The NICU is such an incredible place. Eileen, now to you, what specific care do you provide that helps babies thrive after coming out of the NICU?
Initially, I think most of my work focuses on helping the families cope with the transition from the NICU. It can be a really scary experience when you've had this team of professionals supporting you and your family and your baby, and now the parents are the ones who are taking the lead and adapting to the home, and also just your typical normal adaptation to the home that all babies and parents experience when they come home after being born. And so it starts there. And as infants, I also help the parents to understand the baby's cues. I help them with health and developmental challenges. So, for example, we have a lot of babies who have a lot of feeding challenges, and it's really important for the parents to be able to read the baby's signals about when they're hungry or when they've had enough. And that contributes to what we call the feeding relationship, which is really important for the development of the child's feeding skills and growth. And feeding nutrition is a huge topic that we work on from a multidisciplinary perspective. So it's not just me working on this. We work together as a team. We also want to promote attachment by promoting sensitive and attuned interactions between the primary caregivers and the baby, because that has long-term benefits as the children grow up, and particularly for children who are vulnerable from these early medical risks that they've experienced. And that was the reason for them being in the NICU.
Why is the mother-child attachment important for NICU babies? And how does the Thrive program encourage this bond?
Attachment is really important for the stimulation of the baby's brain development, motor and language development, their emotional security, which will be the basis of their emotional life for their entire lives, and their ability to relate to people and deal with things in life. And they also learn their social behaviors from that attachment relationship. And it serves as a security blanket that helps them to be able to do the hard work that it takes for these babies to overcome all of the challenges that they face. We all have a part to play in this in terms of the multidisciplinary team. I like to observe interactions very carefully and provide education and also feedback as I'm observing the interactions to optimize every interaction, and to also to support the parents in terms of their sense of being able to care for child, because there's so much uncertainty, especially in the early years, about what the outcomes are going to be. And it's a huge burden on parents. And so I support the parents so that they can support their children. And I know Liz does a lot of things to support attachment too during her medical visits.
I wanted to ask you, how do you measure the impact of the Thrive program?
Because the Thrive program is part of the research project from Children's Health, we're involved in a lot of different research studies. And so one of them is belonging to the Neonatal Network. And so around the age of about 18 months to 2 years, we're looking at the developmental level of these babies, because you can imagine how important it is to know what's happened to these little ones, 1 pounders or even less. What happens to them when they're almost 2 years of age? How are they functioning? So one of the measurements we do would be our special developmental exams. We also measure growth, how they are growing, both weight and height. And then we also measure just developmentally how they're doing and how they're coping, particularly how the mothers and fathers are coping. So we have several research projects that we're involved in so that we can be the leading edge for this type of program.
Fantastic. Are other hospitals collaborating with you to learn best practices? And what are your suggestions?
So we are part of the Neonatal Network, which has many providers around the nation who are involved in research. So this is one particular project that we're in. As far as suggestions, one thing that we did, and this has actually been now 20 years ago, but we realized how important it was to do comprehensive health care in addition to research. So we actually published in JAMA several years ago, which has kind of been, I think, a benchmark for other programs, where not only are we looking at the outcome measurements, like I said, the research, but we're also looking at the primary care and providing the base for these families to come to, so that we're going to provide the well baby care, we're going to provide the shots, also the acute care when the children are sick, so that we're able to actually form a really close relationship with these families, these children, to help them get up to age 5. So this is a suggestion we have for other programs, is not only just to look at the outcomes, it's also important to provide what we call primary comprehensive care for these children. And actually in doing so, we've shown how this can be a cost saving for the hospital or for whatever program might be involved.
Sounds beautiful. Do you have some specific goals for Thrive program graduates?
In terms of the psychosocial side of things, I really want to empower families so that they have the information and resources that they need to support their children and make sure that the kids needs are being met so that they can reach their potential. And when they leave our clinic, we try to make sure that if they need any additional support, they are connected with the resources that they need to continue to support their children.
Well, Eileen and Elizabeth, we can't thank you enough for what you do for our littlest patients. And we thank you so much for making time to be on our podcast today to let us know about the Thrive program at Children's Health.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Our pleasure. And thank you for listening to Pediatric Insights. For more information, please visit childrens.com/thrive. I'm Deborah Howell. That's all for this time. Have yourself a terrific day.